Welcome back, WNST Towson Baltimore and WNST.net. It is WNST Rock Week, and I'm presenting a whole bunch of old classics. And many of these interviews sat, not many, all of these interviews sat on tapes, little micro cassettes from my recordings from these interviews many, many years ago. And I never unearthed them because I thought, what would a 22-year-old version of myself say to Clarence Clemons? Well, Clarence Clemons, of course, of the E Street Band, and many of you know of my affinity for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band and flying all over the world and seeing the band, but this was at the very early part of, you know, after Tunnel of Love and Born in the USA. I did not read books on Bruce Springsteen or subscribe to Backstreets at this point in my life. I didn't honestly know a whole lot about Clarence Clemons. I didn't really honestly know a whole lot about Bruce Springsteen other than I liked Born to Run and some songs and I liked Tunnel of Love, but the band had broken up and had gone their separate ways kind of famously for a better part of over a decade, really, before they would get back together and play again as E Street. And Clarence Clemons had embarked on a solo career and a solo tour and an acting career at that time. This interview is from February of 1990, right after the San Francisco earthquakes of October 1989, which we reference in this interview. And if you really want to go to the almost famous part of this, if you've seen the Cameron Crowe movie, in this tape specifically, you can hear my deep voice because I don't want to sound like, Mr. Clemons, how are you? So anyway, you can start hear the early deep tape, deep voice revolving around the tape. But I was, questioning all sorts of things. And, he was at a point where he was trying to find himself. He was playing Hammer Jacks and still be loved as the big man and expected to be seen next to Bruce Springsteen and, had hurt and disappointment and shock and all of that stuff, and talked about rebuilding his life. And now that he's passed on, he certainly had an incredibly grand life and went to school here in Maryland, as you'll hear in the interview, and had a lot of family at the show that night at Hammer Jacks more than a quarter of a century ago now. I can't begin to tell you how many nights around the world I have stood 50 feet from Clarence Clemons. I never spoke to him again. This was the only time. I may have shaken his hand at the show at Hammer Jacks, but I'm not even sure that I did that. But I have no experience of any one-on-ones with Clarence Clemons other than this conversation. Needless to say, there are many things in life you'd like a mulligan or a do-over. Hey, man, that's part of having these things in a box for 25 years and pulling them out. Whatever I said to him early that morning, because I can kind of tell from the raspiness of my voice, it was early in the morning because I worked the night shift at the Baltimore Sun at that point in my life. He was playing with the Ringo Starr and Billy Preston and Ringo Starr's All Stars. And, all these years later, I've known Nils Lofgren now for three decades, and you will hear plenty of Nils Lofgren on WNST this week as part of our Rock Week. Knowing someone else in the band, Clarence isn't one of those guys that I knew, and this is the only conversation I had, and I wish I could do it all over again, but hey, man, that's part of the story as you get older. You find the old stuff. I'm just glad I can share it with you, and if you want to have a laugh and feel free. This is Clarence Clemons from 1990 about to play Hammer Jacks. This is WNST Rock Week.
Hello? Hi, Clarence Clemons, please.
Hi,
this is Nestor from Baltimore. How are you?
Hey, Nestor, what's going on?
Not much, bud. You got a few minutes to talk to me?
Sure.
Yeah, just want to talk a little bit about what you're doing right now with the tour. How big of an undertaking is this?
Well, we're out on a short tour, and a working tour. We're on a bus with the band, and writing songs and having fun.
Who's all part of this band?
Well, so I call it the West Coast edition of the Red Bank Rockers. These guys are all from California. Kevin Russell, who you may have seen in the last White Snake video, and Jimmy Dillon, two guitar players. Brad Russell, Jimmy's brother, bass player. He's working down in Miami in the studios. And he came up to join us. And Mike Marty and from keyboards, and Gigi Garnaway, G-O-N-A-W-A-Y, are two people who are studio guys from Marin County. They work with Nardo Michael Walden. And they're great musicians. just a bunch of young guys, and we had a lot of fun.
So did they help you at all with your album?
No, the new album we're working on together. We're writing stuff together with Jimmy and Kevin and I.
So that's what you're in the process of doing? Or
yeah.
You doing a little bit on the road? Or?
Well, we do most of it on the road. Coming up with some great ideas when you're traveling with the band and on the bus together. It's a wonderful thing. It's when I have my most fun.
So this is your new band?
Yeah.
I guess your parting from the E Street Band has been kind of celebrated. Is it really over, or is it?
Well, they say it's over. But I don't know. Bruce didn't say it was over, definitely. You know, he says he may get it back together. He may not. You know, so I don't know. I don't want to stick around and wait, you know.
Yeah, but where does that leave you if he decides to say, hey, let's put it back together tomorrow? I mean, he seems, is he the impulsive kind of guy that could do that?
Yeah, he possibly could. But if, you know, I just was, I got a role in a TV series recently. I read for a long time ago, and they called me back a couple of days ago and told me I got the part. And so this is a pretty serious series. And
what TV series is
it? It's a new one called Human Target.
Human Target, okay.
And I have a pretty big role in it. And
what network's that going to be on?
ABC.
ABC? So it's going to come out maybe in the fall then?
Yeah. ABC and Warner Brothers.
So boy, I guess you got a lot of irons in the fire, huh?
A lot of things are happening, you know, and if it works out that I can go back with Bruce, I would love to do that, you know, but I have two sons in college, you know, I got to work.
What college do they go to?
University of Maryland.
Oh, they do go to Maryland?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, UMES then?
Yeah, UMES.
So that they went back to your alma mater?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe you got some friends here in Maryland?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of friends in Maryland, man. I used to play a band called the Vibratones. It was my first really rock and roll band. And we used to play around Salisbury. And,
Chris Field, man, that way?
Yeah. Well, my singer, Johnny Bowen, is from Chris Field.
So I guess coming, you know, this weekend when you play here, it'll be a big show for you?
Coming home, yeah. And we used to play, you know, he's from Chris Field, and he's singing with me. I brought him up to sing a few gigs with me, so we're having a lot of fun. It's like a big home week.
So what songs do you do?
We do a lot of new stuff. Some of the stuff from it's like a collage of my whole, everything I've ever done. You know, even from Bruce's songs we do. And a lot of the new stuff that we will be going to the studio to record when we get back.
What Bruce's stuff do you do?
Well, right now we're doing Glory Days and Cadillac Ranch and Paradise Let's See, which is stuff, you know, from early Bruce stuff.
I guess that ignites the crowd in a certain way, or?
Pardon me?
That gets the crowd all fired up?
Well, actually, you know, a lot of stuff gets them fired up. A lot of my songs will get them fired up, but I just want the show to be a collage of my life, you know, of everything I've done. You know, it's a night with Mr. C, so I want to share with the audience everything, a part of everything, you know, from the first album to. Now.
So you said you're kind of struggling. Is this the kind of way to make money for you while you're doing some stuff?
No, this tour is not making any money at all.
Really?
No, this is not a money making venture for me. This is just fun for me. The band, you know, I have to pay the crew of the band, and you probably play small venues. So it's not for money that I'm doing this. This is for love and for a creative thing, you know, a creative tour.
So, you know, with your family and all, with, I guess, your wife and your son, are they still back in Marin County then?
Yeah.
So I guess it gets kind of lonely being out on the road. And,
well,
I mean, boy, you're out a lot, it seems like.
So my family's kind of used to it, you know, and this is not a long tour, you know, so I'm only away from home a couple of weeks. So, you know, we've been playing California a lot, you know.
So I guess move to San Francisco, does that sort of symbolize a change? I mean, how long have you been out there now?
I've been out there for 2 years, you know, and I guess I subconsciously saw the handwriting on the wall, you know, when I moved out there.
But what about the earthquake? Were you there for that?
I was there for that. That was my first earthquake experience, man. And I mean, I was really freaked. It really got me. And you know, I thought of New Jersey, you know, but then I called back to New Jersey. The town that I lived in was underwater, so it doesn't matter where you are.
What town was that in New Jersey?
It's Seabright, New Jersey. It's a little town around the beach.
So where exactly were you when the earthquake hit that afternoon?
I was at home, and standing in my foyer, and at first I thought it was the garage doors closed. I heard some noise, and my wife was just going to the store with the kid, which I'm very happy that she wasn't in the house. Because in your car, you don't feel it as much. And she called me from the car during the middle of the earthquake. She said, and she didn't know what was happening, and I was freaking out. She said, what's the matter with you? The house is going to fall down on top of you. What do you mean, what's the matter? Don't you know what's going on? And she didn't know it until she got into the store and all the stuff was on the floor, you know?
So in all the tours and stuff that you've been on out there, you'd never been in one, or?
No, I never.
Never even felt the ground shake?
No. I mean, someone said, that was an earthquake. I thought it was a truck going by or something. This was tremendous. This was really, I almost fell down, you know?
That's when you knew you were an Easter, huh?
Yeah.
So I guess your sons will be at the show Sunday night then?
Yeah, more than likely they will.
Well, that's good news. One other thing I wanted to ask you about that I'm a hockey writer here. I cover the Capitals and the and the Skipjacks. And you were doing a little bit of work with the celebrity hockey people?
The hockey team, yeah. And that was fun. You know, I love doing charity stuff. And to get a chance to meet Stan and all those guys, it was just a great, great thing, you know.
So you still doing that, or?
I don't have the time now, you know. Right now I'm trying to reconstruct my life, you know, and get on with it.
Was it kind of a shame that you had built so much around the EC brand and just to have it, you know?
Yeah, it was like 18 years of being married to someone, and all of a sudden it's just gone, you know. It was quite a shock and quite a disappointment, and I was really hurt for a little while. But then, you know, I thought about the freedom that it offered me. You know, I can go out and do a lot of things now that I couldn't do before. And I'm finding that my life is really taking off. You know, I'm starting to unfold and really find the confidence in my own being. And, you know, to support yourself is, you know, being on your own is a wonderful thing.
Well, working in his band, I guess, was a springboard to other things like your...
It was. Yes, it was. And I really appreciate all that he gave me to, you know, to look. It was quite a learning experience being in that band. But I feel really wonderful about being on my own now, you know. Before, I always had to stop and check everything that I did to make sure it was okay. But now I can just go ahead and do what I want. And that feels great.
What about the All-Stars, the summer tour? There have been some rumors about an album or something. Is that over and with now? Or?
No, that's not over. We are going on that tour this summer with the All-Stars. And I've written some songs for the new album. And everybody's submitting stuff, and it's going to be fun.
So the 7 or 8 of you are going to get back together when, June, July?
Around July, I think, June, July for Europe.
And you're going to come to the States also?
I don't know. I only know about the European bar.
So how did you feel about that whole thing? I mean, looking back on the tour?
It was a wonderful thing. It was one of the highlights of my life, one of the greatest things to be, you know, on the same stage with, you know, Ringo Starr and have Leon Helm singing a rap song, you know. It was a gas, you know. Now, I couldn't afford a band like that. I played my single, gorgeously, you know, and a friend of mine with Billy Preston, you know, it was just a great privilege and a great honor, and even a lot of fun was had even backstage, you know, guys trading stories about the thing, and everybody got along so wonderfully, and it was just a great experience.
So how'd you get involved with that? Billy Preston give you a call, or?
No, Ringo gave me a call and asked me if I would like to be in the band. I said, God, yeah, man, you know, and I thought he was kidding, but then he called me back again and with the details and stuff, and that's, hey, let's roll. And we rehearsed for a week and then hit the road.
So I guess guess that's just another thing you got from the E Street Band, that, you know, you sort of land work from, you know, good experiences, I guess.
Well, I would like to think is when I got it from the E Street Band or not, it was just getting to know Ringo. I met him some time ago, you know.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this afternoon. And,
you're certainly welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Baltimore.
I'll be down there.
Yeah. I got some great experiences in Baltimore, man. I had some wonderful times there. Remember when we could play Morgan State College. Boy, it was the hot times. So I'm looking forward to getting back, and I'll see you down there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll see you there. Take care, Clarence. Bye-bye.